hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me, stand up. Behold, I'm according to your wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror shall not make you afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon you. Spoken in mine hearing, and I have heard the voice of your word saying, I am clean without transgression, I am innocent, neither is there any iniquity in me. Behold, he finds occasions against me, he counts me for his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks, he marks all my paths. Behold, in this you are not just, I will answer you that God is greater than man. Why did you strive against him? For he gives not account of any of his matters. For God speaks once, yea, twice, yet man receives it not. In a dream, in the vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. He may withdraw men from his purposes and hide the pride from men. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhors bread and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, his bones that they were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draws near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, and in interpreters, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness. Then he is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looks upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things work God, oftentimes with men, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Royce, hearken unto me, hold your peace and I will speak. Anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify you. If not, hearken unto me. Hold your peace.